Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Yud Zayin. We are holding on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the fourth to last skinny line, Gufa, on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LaShalom. It is also sponsored by Michelle Small Roth and Aaron Moshe Roth and family for the 46th yard site of Saul David Small, Shalom David Ben Nachum Eliyahu Alevi, Nesham Shav Naliyah, and is also sponsored by Avishai Newman in honor of all of the Daf Yomi Zoom listeners. And Shkayach Avishai. So we're holding again four lines from where the lines get wide on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So first, the discussion we're going to have is about the din of Ha'anaka, that we give gifts to the Eved Ivri on his way out of servitude. So we're going to discuss which types of Avadim receive Ha'anaka, meaning which type, there are different ways that an Eved Ivri goes out. So is it regardless of how he's leaving, whether it's Yovel, whether it's Shanim, whether he's Boreach, right? So in what cases does he get Ha'anaka, and who doesn't get Ha'anaka? And then the Gemara is going to talk about what do we give him? Is it cash? Is it particular items? Is it other types of gifts? And how much do we give him? The Torah gives a few examples. Are those examples the only thing that we give him? And we're going to have three different shittos as far as the amount of value that there is to the gifts, to the Hanukkah that we're going to give him. So that's going to be pretty much all of Amud Aleph. It's going to be about Hanukkah. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss what happens when the master dies. What happens to the Eved Ivri when the master dies? He doesn't go be Yerusha, but is there any other din? Is he just free, or is there some other din that's in that takes effect? And the Gemara is going to discuss what happens to an Amivriya when the master dies. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about the dinim of Yerusha, both for Goyim. Where do we know that there is a din of Yerusha for Goyim, that for non-Jews, that there are a dinim of inheritance, and also for Gerim, what the halachos are, if a person is Megayer, is he still Yoresh as Aviv Hagoy? And how do you handle the parts of the estate that he doesn't want to be Yoresh? The father may have had Avodah Zarah, he may have had Yayin Nesach, so how do we handle those parts of the estate if there's any din of Yerusha whatsoever? So let's begin four lines before the lines get wide on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis Gufa. So we had said in the Braisa previously that Elu Ma'anikim Lahem, the following types of Avadim, you give them Hanukkah on their way out. Meaning it's always an Eved Ivri, but it's Hayotze B'Shanim, if he goes out after 6 years of servitude, Ube Yovel, or if he goes out during Yovel, Ube Misas Adon, or if he goes out because the Adon died, Va'ame Ivriya B'Simanim, and the Ame Ivriya, if she matures physically, and therefore she goes out of her servitude, she also gets the Hanukkah. Aval, Boreach, but if you have an Eved that ran away during the 6 years of servitude, V'yotze Bigron Kesef, or someone who left early by paying out his way, meaning like we said, if you have if he was purchased for $6,000 and he already worked for 4 years, so he already worked off $4,000 so he could pay the remaining $2,000 and go free. So that's Yotze Bigron Kesef. In those cases, Ein Manikum Lo. Tanakama says those two do not get Anaka. Rabbi Meir, says no. Boreach Ein Manikum Lo. If he runs away, we're not going to give him Anaka. But Yotze Bigron Kesef Manikum Lo. If he's Yotze Bigron Kesef, we do give him Anaka. Rabbi Shimon Omer Arba'a Manikum Lahem. Rabbi Shimon says there are four situations that we're manik. Shlosha Be'ish, three of them apply to a male Eved, meaning if he's Yotze B'Sheish, if he's Yotze B'Yovel, and if he's Nirtza, that's Yotze B'Yovel, meaning if he's Yotze B'Yovel within the 6 years, and then Nirtza Yotze B'Yovel, which means he's Yotze B'Yovel after he already had the Ritzias Ozed, and he's been on board for more than 6 years, but then Yovel comes. So Shlosha B'Isha, and three of the situations apply to a woman, and they are, if it's Yotze B'Sheish, if it's Yotze B'Yovel, and it's Yotze B'Simanim, but V'yati Yachlomer Arba'a Be'ech Mehem. Neither a male nor a female have four situations through which they're going to receive Hanukkah. Levi Shein Simanim Be'ish, Ritzia Be'isha. Because Simanim doesn't apply to an Ish, a man doesn't go free with Simanim. And Ritzia doesn't apply to an Isha. There is no din of Ritzia Sa'ozen when it comes to an Isha. So Minani Mili, the Gemara wants to know, where do I know that you're Manik and Eved in each of these cases that we had mentioned in the Brisa, in each of the situations that we had mentioned in the Brisa? So Ditan Rabbanan, the basis the Brisa tells us is based on Psukim in the Torah. Torah that Yachalo Yumanikinel Yotze B'Sheish. I would have only known that you give Hanaka when he's Yotze B'Sheish, because that's where the Chumash talks about it. Minayin L'Rabos Yotze B'Yovel B'Misas Ha'adon V'Amev R'B'Simanim. How do I know that even if an Eved Ivri goes out because Yovel came, or he goes out because the Adon died, or an Ame Ivriya who's going out because of Simanim, so how do I know that we give them Hanaka as well? The Rash, when Tosa Rash raised the question, how could the Braisa think to say that we don't give an Amar Ivriya Hanaka without a special reboy in the Pasuk? We're going to learn Hanaka of an Amar Ivriya from the Pasuk that it says, Vafla Maschatasla Kane. So we're manikur the same way we do Hanaka for an Eved Ivri. So what's the Hava Mina that you wouldn't? That you wouldn't be manikur an Amar Ivriya? That's Yotze B'Simanim. So the Rashba and the Tosar Rash suggest that we need both Psukim, because if it would not have said Vafla Maschatasla Kane, we would not know to include from the Pasuk Tishalchenu that an Amar gets Hanaka. We would have applied the Riboy only to an Eved that's Yotze B'Yovel and by a nirtza, and if it only would have said vafla mascha taska kain, we would not have known that we're manik and eved and amma that yotze b'sheish alone. Where that's where we would all have only known about yotze b'sheish, because that's where the ikur din hanaka says. So anyway, so tamul omar, there's a reboy in the pasuk tishalchenu that the pasuk says twice the lashon of shiluach. It says v'shana shvi is tishalchenu, and it says v'chi tishalchenu chavshi meimach. So we see that the mitzvah of hanaka is noeg even by other shiluchim. So okay, so the rabbi, the Torah tells us other shiluchim are included in Hanukkah. So yach shani marba boreach yotze b'grod keset. I might think all other shiluchim, all situations where an eved goes free, even if he runs away, and even if he's yotze b'grod keset. Tam lomar v'chiti shalchenu chavshi meimach. So the word meimach tells me misha shiluchim meimach. It's only if you're doing the sending yotze boreach yotze b'grod keset shani shiluchim meimach, as opposed to boreach or yotze b'grod keset, where he's doing the sending of himself, he's causing himself to go out. Now the Gemara does not mean that does not mean to say that they're not yotze with the haskama of the adon, because even someone's yotze b'sheish or yotze b'yovel or b'misas ha'adon or b'simanim, it's not b'ratzon ha'adon. Meaning that's not because the adon decided I'm freeing you. It's because 6 years are up. It's because yovel came. It's because she had simanim. The adon has no say in that. It's a tzivui of the Torah. What the Gemara is trying to say is that it's done midas ha'eved through his own ma'asim, through his own tachbulos. That's what the Milchas Chinuch explains. That it's through his own actions that he's going to pay a giron kesef. He's going to run away. So he, as opposed to sheish and yovel and simanim, where it's just automatic, where it just happens. In the Shiur Reb Shmuel, he says a little differently. He says all of the other yitzios of sheish and yovel and simanim are hafkas ha'avdos. It means that the eved was not sold for beyond that point. Meaning at the time of the original sale, that was part of the miskeret of the sale. That was the deal, that he goes out b'sheish, that he goes out b'yovel, that he goes the idea of boreach, that was never broached at the time of the sale. The idea that he's gonna be yotze b'grod kesef, that's a decision that's made later. That's not something that was destined to happen at the time of the sale, and that's the distinction the Gemara is making. But then we said Rav Meir distinguishes between a boreach on the one hand and yotze b'grod kesef on the other hand. Rav Meir omer boreach in ma'anikim lo. We're not going to give a boreach hanaka, but ain't shiluch meimach, because that's not shiluch meimach. He's running away on his own. Avol yotzev yigron kesef, avol yotzev yigron kesef. But if someone's yotzev yigron kesef, we are mandikim lo because shiluch meimach, because it is meimach. Why is it meimach? Because you're accepting the payment. So it's the adon is doing something. So we see that both according to the Tanakhama and according to our mayor, if he's boreach, we're ain't mandikim lo. So ask the Gemara, boreach hashlama bayi. Wait, if a guy runs away, he still has to be mashlim the years of service that he owes, and then once he's mashlim those years of service, he's yotze b'shalim. So then he has 6 years that he has under his belt. So just like you're manik any other yotze b'sheish, why wouldn't you be manik a boreach who's eventually going to be yotze b'sheish, because he's got to make up the time anyway? The Tanya, the Gemara brings a raya that an eved who's boreach does need to make up the time. Minayin le boreach shechayv lahashlim. How do I know that a boreach half needs to make up the time. Talmud Lomar, Sheish Shanim Yavod. Pasuk says Sheish Shanim Yavod. So that's non-negotiable. He's got to work for 6 years, even if he decides that he's going to run away somewhere in between. So Yachla Filu Chala, you might think that even if he got sick and he was unable to work during his 6 years, Talmud Lomar, Uvashviyas Yetze. So that's why it says Uvashviyas Yetze, that if the reason that he didn't work for the full six was because he was sick, he still goes out in the seventh year. He doesn't have to make up that time. He only has to make up if he was boreach. So it sounds like in any case that the Eved is so from Shvi'is Yetze, it sounds like he goes out in the seventh year whether he worked the full 6 years or not, and that's if he's sick. But we're back to the question that since a boreach is going to have to make up lost time, why does the Brisa say ein manikim lo? We should be manikim. He works for a full 6 years and he's yotze b'sheish. So Amar Rav Sheshes explains that any Eved that's boreach ein achinami, we would be manikim if he goes back and he makes up the time like he's required to do. But hach mayaskin on the Brisa is talking about a case that kigon shabarach upagabo yovel. We're talking about a case where the Eved ran away and then yovel happened before he was able to make up the time. So ma'u detema hol va'apik le'yovel shiluchem emacharinim bay. I might have thought that since in the end of the day he's yotze l'cherus because of the yovel, it's considered that it's shiluchem emach v'lo nikmasei v'nanikle, and therefore we shouldn't make a kenas to lose the anaka. We should instead give him the anaka. It's v'lo nikmasei kama, and rather v'nanikle. We should still give him the anaka. We shouldn't make a kenas against him. So kamash mulan. That's why the Brice has to tell me that in such a case we are not manik and evet shabarach because he went out shalom midas ha'adam. Now there is a machlokas we showed him whether he still has to be mashlim after the years that he missed after yovel. The Ritva and the Meiri write that no, yovel lets you free entirely, and there's nothing. And if he ran away and he missed a couple of years of work, so normally he'd have to make up those years. But once yovel hits, he doesn't have to make up those years. The Meiri quotes Gedolei Hadoros, and the Shitul Anodim also writes that he does have to make up the years that he missed out. The reason Ein Ma'anikin Lo is because he's not working those years B'toros Avdus, it's B'toros Tashlumim and Priyas Chov. Meaning if a guy ran away and Yovel didn't happen, he ran away for a year or two and then we catch him, and so he's got to make up that time. That's all part of the Avdus. That's all part of the Sheishanim. So when those Sheishanim are over, we're going to give him Anaka. But if a guy ran away and then Yovel came, so some Rishonim say, yes, he does have to make up the missed time, but that's just a din of Priyas Chov. It's just because he owes money to the master. It's not a din of Avdus. And therefore, he's not going to receive Ha'anaka. So Amar Mar, we had said in the Brisa, Yochla filu chala, that I might have thought that even if he got sick during his 6 years, that he has to make it up. Tam lomar v'shvi'is yetze. That's why the pasuk says, no, in the seventh year he goes free. Afilu chala kol sheish, even if he was sick for all 6 years, and therefore he didn't work at all, he goes free in the seventh year. So ask the Gemara, but v'atani, we have another Brisa that says, chala shalosh v'avat shalosh, enu chayiv la'ashlim. Chala kol sheish, chayiv la'ashlim. We have another Brisa that says, look, if he was sick for part of the time, everyone gets sick sometimes, so you're not going to have to make up for all the sick days. So if you're sick for half the time even, that's okay. But if you were sick for the entire time, then you do need to be mashlim. So it's a stira in the braises. Do you need to be mashlim or not mashlim if you were sick the entire time? So it says, Ma'am Rav Sheshes, Ba'usamai Samachat. The braise that says that even if he was sick for the entire time, he does not need to be mashlim. That means he was too sick to do heavy manual labor, but he was still able from bed. You know, he wasn't able to lift things and do it, but from bed he was able to do my samachat. He was able to sew things and to do more delicate types of work. So he was working. So since he was working for all 6 years, even though he wasn't doing the kind of work that the master had envisioned when he had bought him, but he's not going to have to make up that time. But if he missed all 6 years of work entirely, he was in a coma for 6 years, he did nothing for 6 years, so then he will have to make up the time when he gets out of the coma. So says Mar Hagufa Kasha, but wait, within the Brisa itself, it was a stira mine ubei, because Amrit, it says in the Brisa, Chalosh Shalosh V'Avad Shalosh, Ein Chayv Lashlim, that if he was sick for 3 years and he actually worked for 3 years, he doesn't have to make up lost time. But the implication is Ha'arba Chayv Lashlim, that if it was for 4 years that he missed, he was sick for 4 years, then it would be more than half the time that he does have to make up the missed time. But then name a sefer. The sefer goes on to say Cholakol Sheish Chayv Lashlim, that the only time he has to be mashlim is if he was sick for all 6 years, implying Ha'arba Ein chayiv lahashlim. That if it was any less than the entirety of the time, majority is not enough, any less than the entirety of the time, he's not going to have to make it up. So we have a stira. What if the Evan misses the majority of his 6 years due to illness? A stira in the mashmaus of this brisa. So it says, hachi ka'amar, chala arba, nasa kemi shechala kol sheish, v'chayiv lahashlim. Now when it says, shalosh shalosh, that's telling me that if he were sick for any more than 3 years, for more than half of the time, that he might as well have been sick the entire time, because then he's going to have to be mashlim, he's going to have to make it up. So now we're shifting to some of the details of Hanukkah. Tan Rabbanan, kama manikim lo, how much do we give for Hanukkah? Meaning, is there a standard rate? Is it just whatever you feel like giving? You know, if he was a good Eved, you give him more. If he's not such a good Eved, you give him less. So says the Braisa, chamesh shlamim kol minumin, that there are three minim, there are three types of items mentioned in the Pasuk about Hanukkah, right? The Pasuk in Dvarim Tazvav, it says, v'chis yishalchenu chavshimei imach los yishalchenu reikam, hanek taniklo, you should give him gifts, mitzoncha, umigarnecha, umiyikvecha, asher barach Hashem elokecha titen lo. Right, that's what the Pasuk says. So it says, tzon, goren, and yekev. So you should give five slaim from each, tzon, goren, and yekev. Shein, chamesh yishalchenu slaim, divra meir, so meir says, that's a total of 15, five from each of the three minim mentioned in the Chumash. So it's 15 slum. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shloshim, Kishloshim Shalevet. No, you should give him 30 slaim, because that's the amount that you give for an Eved Kanani that a Shor Muad kills. If your Shor Muad kills an Eved Kanani, you have to pay 30 slaim. So we go with that. You got to pay 30 slaim. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chamishim, Chamishim Sheba Arachin. That in the Parsha of Arachin, we have different values assigned based on a person's age and gender. And the most expensive value of an Erech is 50 slaim. So therefore, you give 50 slaim as the gift to an Eved. What's the Sheikh with Arachin, what's the Sheikhus with Shloshim Shalevet? So the Gemara is going to elaborate where we learned it from. It's from Gzeirah Shavas. So anyway, so Amar Mar, so let's analyze each opinion right now. Chamech Shalom Yikol Minu Min, Shem Chamech Shalom Divra Meir. Rameir said, five Shalom from each Min, a total of 15 Shalom. Rameir Minyan Asal Hashminan, why was that last line really necessary in Rameir, right? Five from each Min, there are three Minim. Yeah, I could do the math on my own. I have enough fingers and toes to realize that five times three is 15. So says Marina Hakamashman. The Rameir is coming to tell me the din that we're always manikim mivtzar hudulam mivtzar le mehay minyano, that we can whatever we do, we cannot do less than 15 slayim. And therefore, vibatzale mechad mina, if for whatever reason you can't give him five slayim of tzon, well then tafilei mechad mina, then you have to then you're gonna have to make up for it by giving him more gurin, more yekev, meaning in total less than by, and that's not a problem. There's no kpeda on doing such a thing. So Rameir therefore tells us the total, because more important than giving five from each is giving the grand total of five, using those three items to be mashlim, grand total of 15 rather, using those three items to be mashlim, that grand total of 15. Now there is a discussion that we've shown them, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva write that even l'chadchila you don't have to be makbid to give five from each. So l'chadchila the din is that you give 15, and these are the three items that you give, but it could be any, you can mix and match. It could be 10 of one, 5 of another, and 0 of a third, right? As long as you don't have to give even l'chadchila 5 from each. But then they quote Yesh Mefarshim, the Ramban quotes Yesh Mefarshim, that l'chadchila you do need to give 5 from each. And b'diavad we say that if you're only able to give 4 from one, so you should give 6 from another. But the Ramban rejects that shita, because the lashon of the Gemara is less lan ba. Less lan ba means that we are not makbid about this at all, that it doesn't bother us at all. The Ritva and the Shita Lanodalami write that even though you're able to be poches from one min and be mosif on another min to make up for it, but you still have to give a mashahu from each min. I mean, you can't give 0 from each min. So yeah, you're allowed to give 4 from one and 6 from the other instead of 5 from each, but you can't do 10 from one and 0 from one, right? You have to make sure that each min is represented when you give the Hanukkah. So in my time at Rabbi Meir, what's the basis for a Meir that the shear of Hanukkah is 5 slime? Where do you come up with a magic number of 5 slime from each one? So Yalef Rekom Rekom Mibachar. He learns the Gezer Shava from Pidyon from Pidyon HaBen, that the pasuk says by Hanaka lo tishalchenu reikam, and by Pidyon HaBen it says kol b'char banecha tiftav lo yiro upanai reikam. So malalan chamish shloim, just like by Pidyon HaBen it's five shloim, because the pasuk says uptuim mi ben chodesh tiftav berkha kesef chamish shkalim, so we know that it's five shloim. So afkan chamish shloim, so too by Hanaka the shear is five shloim, ve'ema chamish shloim mikulu, but maybe the entire shear of Hanaka is five shloim. How do you know that it's five shloim from each one? Well, iksiv reikam lebesof, if the reikam would have appeared at the end of the pasuk after it gave me all three examples of what he gave him, then I would have said yes, you give him tzon, gorin, and yakev, and then it would have said reikam to say for a grand total of, you know, reikam is a reference to bidin aben of five shloim. So ashad iksiv reikam bereisha, but now that it says reikam to kick off the parsha, to start off, it says it before hanik tanik, so shadi reikam atzon, reikam agorin, reikam ayakev. So now I know that reikam applies to each one, that you give five shloim for each of the three items. V'nelef reikam reikam e'olas ri'ya. Maybe I should derive reikam reikam from olas ri'ya, because the pashtus of the pasuk of lo yiro p'nei reikam is really a separate inyan. It's not really about pidyon haben. It's going on olas ri'ya, that when you're olas regel, you shouldn't go into the azara empty-handed. You should bring an olas ri'ya, and olas ri'ya has a shear that is way less than chamish shloim. What exactly is the shear of olas ri'ya? So Rashi writes, shtei ma'os kesef. That's it, which is way less than chamish shloim. Where does Rashi get shtei ma'os kesef? Gemara Chagiga daf beis. Now, if you look in the Gemara over there, on daf zayin maseches Chagiga, the maskana of the Gemara is that olas ri'ya has no shear min haTorah. It's not really shtei ma'os kesef. That was a hava mina in the Gemara. So Rashi understands that the hava mina in our Gemara is only going according to the hava mina in that Gemara. But if you were to say like the maskana of that Gemara, that there is no shear for the olas ri'ya, so the Gemara wouldn't be asking nelef reikam reikam olas ri'ya, that we should learn the shear anaka is what? Nothing? Is that we wouldn't be asking that there shouldn't be a shear. We wouldn't learn from something that doesn't have a shear. So that's why Rashi learns within the Hava Mina. So Amar Kra, Hashem Baruch Hashem Elokecha. Now, I know not to learn from Olas Ri'ya, because the pasuk says Hashem Baruch Hashem Elokecha. So you're giving a substantial amount. From Olas Ri'ya, even if it does have a shear, it's a tiny amount. So it can't be that we're learning from Olas Ri'ya. It must be that we're learning from Pidyon HaBen. Then we said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shloshim K'Shloshim Shaleven, that the Shira Anaka is 30 slime, just like you would give if your sharmuad kills an eved. So my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get the connection between your shar killing an eved and the hanaka that you give to an eved ivri? So yalef nesina nesina me eved. It's a zon gezer shava that the lashon nesina appears by hanaka. It says titein lo, and by paying for the for your shar goring an eved, it says shloshim shkalim yitein la adonav. So malalan shloshim afkan shloshim. So just like shloshim by your sharmuad killing an eved, so shloshim over here as well. So says Gemara v'ne. How do you know to learn Nesina Nesina from Shloshim Shaleven? Maybe you should learn Nesina Nesina from Arachin. Shita Noda Lami asks a very important question. He says, how do you ask such a question on Gzeirah Shava? The rule is, how do you ask? Why are you learning this Gzeirah Shava? Learn a different Gzeirah Shava. I don't have the other Gzeirah Shava. I'm only allowed to learn the Gzeirah Shavas that my Rebbeim taught me. So what kind of question is this? So Shita Noda Lami says, he says that the din that any of them done gzeirah shav me'atzmo is not that every person has a masora of exactly which dinim we get with exactly which words in the Torah of gzeirah shav. There's a much more general tradition that the word nesina is used for gzeirah shav, and that's what teaches me this din of hanaka. But I don't know which nesina, and it's up to the person, it's up to the chacham to figure out which nesina to link the nesina of hanaka to. Should I link it to shloshim shalevet? Should I link it to Arachin? So that's what the Gemara is asking. Why did you choose? Yeah, you have a Kabbalah that there's Gzeirah Shavah of Nesina Nesina, and you might even have a Kabbalah that Gzeirah Shavah teaches you the din of Hanaka. But how do you know which Nesina to learn it from? Maybe you should learn from Arachin. Malalan Chamishim Afkan Chamishim. So says Gemara that two reasons not to learn from Arachin. Chada Tefasim Rubelot Tefasta Tefasta Mo Tefasta. Whenever you have two possibilities of where to learn from, you always pick the lesser amount. So if I can learn from Shloshim Shalavet, or I can learn from Arachin, Shloshim Shalavet, Shloshim Arachin. Malachim is Chamishim. I picked the smaller number. Va'od Eved Me'Eved Havalei Le'Melef. It's more mistaver to learn Dinim of Eved from Dinim of an Eved. These are Dinim of Hanaka of an Eved. So I'm going to learn that from Shloshim Shel Eved rather than learning it from Arachin, which has nothing to do with Eved. Rabbi Shimon Omer Chamishim. Then Rabbi Shimon had said that no, it's 50 Slam Chamishim Sheba Arachin, that we do learn it from Arachin. My time is Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon equate it with Arachin? Gamar Nesina Nesina Me'Arachin, Malalan Chamishim, Afkan Chamishim. He had the same tradition of Gzeres Shavah of Nesina Nesina, but he applied that Gzeres Shavah to Arachin. So says Mar Ve'ema B'Pacha Sheba Arachin. Maybe you should say that it should be the smallest of the Arachin values and not the highest of the Arachin values. Meaning maybe it should be the Shlosha Slaim for Nekeva between the age of 1 month and 5 years old. That's the smallest of the Arach values. Why are you jumping to the highest of the Arach values, which is 50? Because Asher Barach Hashem Elokecha. It says Asher Barach Hashem Elokecha. So there's a general spirit of generosity when applying the dinim of Hanaka. But the Nail from the Sin and the Sin Me'Eved. Yeah, but why do you, Rabbi Shimon, learn the Gzeres Shavah and the Sin and the Sin from Arachin and not from Eved? After all, and then Malalan Shloshim Afkan Shloshim, learn from Eved, it should be Shloshim, and there's good reason to learn from Eved. And we just said the good reasons. Chada the Tefasta Ruvalo Tefasta. One good reason to learn from Eved and not from Arachin is that you always go with the smaller amount. Va'od, Eved Me'Eved Avalei Me'Elf. And thematically, an Eved is more similar to the Dinim of an Eved than it is to Dinim of Arachin. So Rabbi Shimon, Micha Micha Gamer. He has a different Gzeres Shavah, not Nesina Nesina, but it says V'chiyamach Achicha Imach, and by Arachin it says V'im Machu. So by Shloshim Shel Eved we don't have a Lashon of Micha at all. So Bisham, the Reb Meir, Hainu D'Ksiv Tzon Garim V'Yekev. Now according to Reb Meir, the first Shita, that it's five Sloim from each of the three Minim, I get why the Torah identifies those three Minim, because it's five Sloim from each of those three Minim. El Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Hainu Tzon Garim V'Yekev Lamali. But according to Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, that just learned the Shira Anaka from somewhere else, and it's 30, it's 50, it's not any particular amount from these minim. It doesn't even sound like it has to be these minim at all. So why does the Torah mention these minim? So the reason the Torah identifies Tzon Goren V'Yekev as the items given for Hanukkah is for what's for the Din Torah in the following Brisa. I would think that the Hanukkah can only be from these items. How do I know that you can give other items as well? Why then does it get so specific if it's really from anything? Just like Tzon Garim V'Yekev are things that naturally grow, they increase. Tzon is an animal, it has offspring. Goren and Yekev, those they grow from the ground, so more of it grows. So Av Kol Shiyesh L'Bechal Bracha. So the only things that you're allowed to give are things that are Bechal Bracha. What's not Bechal Bracha? Yatu Ksafim Div Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says Kesef is not Bechal Bracha. Kesef does not naturally grow. It's not something that naturally grows. Rabbi Loz Ben Yaakov Omer Yatu Prados. A mule is not Bechal Bracha. It does not reproduce. For Rabbi Shimon, Prados Mishabchun B'Gufayim. And Rabbi Shimon would say, no, Prados are Mishabchun B'Gufayim. They grow. They just don't have offspring, but they grow, and they're mashpiach the karka, the nechasim that you have, so they're bechlal bracha. For Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that you're not manik from prados, but you will be manik from kesef. Money grows, you just have to know how to invest it. If you invest money properly, so then the money does grow. It's not natural, but it's you can make your money grow. And therefore, that would also be called Bechlal Bracha. So we've now explained why the Torah has to identify a particular minim in order that we should know that Ha'anaka should be done with things that provide bracha. But it's Richo, why do I need all three examples of Tzon, Goren, and Yekev? Dikas Rachman Tzon, if it only would have given me the example of Tzon Avmina Balichayim in Gidul Karkalo, I would have thought that you can only give live animals and not things that grow from the ground. So Kas Rachman Goren, that's why it has to say Goren. Dikas of Goren, Avmina Gidul Karka in Balichayim Lo. And if it only would have said Goren, I would have said, yeah, that which grows from the ground, but not live animals. So Kas Rachman Tzon, that's why it has to say Tzon. Yekev Lamali, but why do I need the third example? Why does it have to give me the example of Yekev as well? That's just another Gidule Karka. So what's it adding that I don't already know? So Lamar Lamute Ksafim, Lamar Lamute Prados. According to Rabbi Shimon in the previous Brisa, it's coming to tell me that you can't give money. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's coming to be Memait, that you can't give mules. Tan Rabbanan. Now the brisa, another brisa relating to anaka. Asher bracha Hashem elokecha. The pasuk says you should give from that which Hashem blessed you. So yachol nesparich bayis beglolo manikim lo nesparich bayis beglolo. I would think that if it turns out that while he was working for me, I had a lot of bracha and my parnasa was better and everything was going well, so then I give him anaka. And if I had a really lousy 6 years for the last 6 years while he was here, then I shouldn't give him anaka. So Tamil Omer, that's what the pasuk says. Hanek tanik, tanik mikol makom. The double lashon tells me, however it worked out for you over the last 6 years, you always give anaka. Im kein matam lomer asher bracha. So what do I learn from asher bracha? If it has nothing to do with how much bracha I had in my house, I have to give him anaka anyway. No, if you had more atzlacha, give him more. Then you should give him a greater amount of hanaka, more than the Torah demands. The Torah gives you a minimum. The Torah is not giving you a maximum. So if you had great bracha, you had all your investments went way up, and he helped you start a business that he ended up selling for $100 million. Good. So give him more. Don't be cheap and let him go with 15 slime of sheep and whatever. Right. Take care of the fellow. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Says when the Torah says Hashem bracha Hashem elokecha, it's kipshuto nisparich bayis beglalo manikim lo lo nisparich bayis beglalo ein manikim lo. If he was matzliach and you were matzliach while he was there, you give him anaka. Otherwise, you don't. Im kein matam lamer anek tanik. So what do I get from the double lashon of anek tanik if I don't give it to everybody? Dibra Torah kolashon bnei adam. That's just the Torah speaking kolashon bnei adam. Sometimes the Torah uses a double expression. Okay, so now what? Now the Gemara is going to that finishes the discussion of Hanaka. Now we're going to discuss what happens if an Eved Ivri is in the middle of his years of service and then the master dies. So Tarabban, Eved Ivri Oved Esaben Ve'en Oved Esabas. An Eved Ivri will continue his years of service for the son of the master, but if the master didn't have any sons and he only had daughters, he does not have to continue his years of service for the daughters of the master, which means it's not a din in Yerusha, right? Meaning if you own something, so you pass that on B'Yerusha, so Neved Kanani is passed on Birusha, and Eved Ivri is not owned. So it's not a din in Yerusha. This is a din we're going to see in the Gemara. It's a din, a separate din called Kam Tachtav. Aside from the dinim of Yerusha, which go through any relative, as long as you have a relative on this earth, you'll have someone to be morish to. It's only a Gersh and a Zgayer that has no relatives that to be morish to. When it comes to the din of Kam Tachtav, a ben is Kam Tachas Aviv. Kam Tachtav means that he mamish fills his place, he takes his place. So that's Dafka din by a ben being Kam Tachtav as opposed to din of Yerusha. So Ami Ivriya Eino Vedz Loz HaBen Veloz HaBas. So Nome Ivriya, when the Adam dies, doesn't work for anybody, not the son nor the daughter. Hanirtza, Hanimka Lovid Chavim, Eino Oved, Loas Aben, Veloas Abbas. Someone who had a Ritzia Sa'ozen, or someone who was sold to an Oved Chavim, doesn't work for the Ben or the Bas either. So Amar Mar, Every Ivri Oved Esaben, so let's take one of these dinim at a time. So we had said, Evid Ivri Oved Esaben, Vein Oved Esabas. The Evid Ivri works for the son, but not for the daughter. Not immediately. Where do we get such a din? The Tan Rabbanon, the Brisa elaborates. Pasuk says, Va'avadcha Sheishanim. It says, Avadcha, he should work for you for 6 years. Lecha v'lo liyorish, which means he works for you, but he doesn't work for your yorish. Atomer lecha v'lo liyorish, lecha v'lo leben. Maybe he shouldn't even work for your son, not just any other yorishim. K'shuomer sheishan miyavod hare leben amur. But it says sheishan miyavod, it sounds like he's always got to work for 6 years, so that's inclusive of the son as well, because yavod is not, it doesn't say lecha in that pasuk, so that implies even if it's not just for you. Hamani mekayim v'avadcha sheishanim lecha v'lo liyorish. So since I have two pasuk, him, one which seems to be more limiting and saying that he only works for you and nobody else, and one that seems to be more expansive and saying, no, he just makes sure that he works 6 years, regardless of for who, so we include the ben that he works for, but exclude everybody else. How do I know to include the ben and to let's say his brother yarshins him? How do I know not to say that he works for the brother? So because there are two dinim where we find that the din of kam tachtav applies. Number one, for Yehud, that if a man buys an Ami Ivriya, the son can marry her by her being designated to him without him giving Kiddushei Kesef. The money that the father paid to buy the Ami Ivriya is the Kiddushei Kesef because he's Kam Tachtav. And for Steyachuz, if the father was Makdish, a field that he yarshin from his father, and the son is Poda that field from from Hegdish, it goes back to the father at Yovel as if he was poded himself, as if the father was poded himself. As opposed to if other people were poded the field, then it's never going to go back to the father. It goes to Kohanim at the Yovel. So we see that for these two dinim, the ben is kam tachas aviv. So it says Mar Adaraba, Marba Nias Ha'ach, Shekin kam tachas achiv liyibum. A brother is also kam tachtav sometimes when it comes to yibum. A man dies without any children, he's got a brother, the brother steps in his place. So it says, Klumi Yeshibim El Makam Shein Ben, Hayesh Ben, in Yibum. No, Yibum is only a thing if there's no son. So we see that a son is a greater kam tachtav than the ach. The ach only gets to be a kam tachtav if there's no ben, but a ben is a kam tachtav always. So it says, that's the only reason we would say that a son and not a brother. It's only because the details of Dine Yibum are only when there is no son. But if not for that, you would have said that a brother is a kam tachtav more so than a son. Wouldn't it be obvious that the son is a greater kam tachtav anyway? Because even though you tell me, let's say a brother is a kam tachtav because of the din of Yibum, but a son is a kam tachtav in two ways, for Yiyud and for Estechuza. So shouldn't the son win anyway? Shouldn't the son be the greater kam tachtav anyway? So it says more Estechuza nami apirchu dekanafkalei letana klum yeshiva mel makom shein ben. No, because it doesn't say anywhere that the son is kam tachtav for Estechuza. We only know that din because the son is kam tachtav for Yiyud. And how do I know that the son is kam tachtav for Yiyud and not the brother kam tachtav like we find by Yibum? Oh, because the Yibum is only when there's no son. So it all starts with the one din of Yiyud. That's the real basis for a son being kam tachtav. And from that din of Yiyud, I learned that a ben is kam tachtav by Stei Achuza, and I also learned that a ben is kam tachtav when it comes to having the Eved Ivri of the father continue to work for the son. Now, we had said in the Braisa that if an Eved Ivri's Adon dies, he works for the son, but not for the daughter. But an Amma Ivriya, Eino Vedis, Loas HaBen, Veloas HaBas. The Amma Ivriya doesn't work for either one of them. So, Minani Mili, how do I know that to be true? Amar Rabbi Padda, Damar Krak, because the Pasuk says, Va'afla Amascha Ta'asakein, Hekisha Kosov Linirtsa. That we compare the Amma Ivriya to an Eved Ivri that's Nirtsa. Man Nirtsa, Eino Vedis, Veloas HaBas. Afam Ivriya, Eino Vedis, Veloas HaBen, Veloas HaBas. By a Nirtsa, he doesn't work for the children of his master after his master dies. So, an Amma Ivriya has the same din. That's what I learned from La Maska Tasakain. Hami by Lilichitanya. Don't I already need La Maska Tasakain for a different Rasha? Vaf La Maska Tasakain Lahanik to tell me that there's a din of Hanukka by Nami Ivriya. So I told Lahanuk by Noella Liritzia. Maybe Vaf La Maska Tasakain is telling me that I should do Ritzia Sozen of Nami Ivriya. So Kishu Omer, the Im Omer, Yomar Eved, Velomami Ivriya, Ritzia Omer. No, we already have an exclusion in the pasuk to tell me to exclude an amivri from ritzia. Hamani mekayim vafla maschatasakein lahanik. The afla maschatasakein is there to teach me about hanaka. So you see that an amma is hukash to an eved legabe the din of hanaka. Not like Rabbi Padu who said that it's about that an amma is hukash to an eved legabe the fact that she's not going to work for the ben or for the bas. So I'm back to my question. How do I know that an Amma Ivriya doesn't work for the ben or for the bas? Say, Imkein, Nichtov Kra, La Amascha Kain, my Ta'ase, Shamina Tarti. That there are two ribuyim in the Pasuk. It could have said La Amascha Kain, but it says La Amascha Ta'ase Kain. So I can learn both things. Number one, that she's Eino Vedas for the Yorshe Adoneha. She doesn't work for the son or for the daughter of her master. And number two, that she receives Ha'anaka. And then we had said in the Braisa, Hanirtsav, Nimkalovi Chavim, Eino Vedos, Vedos, Abbas. That if someone is an Eved Nirtza, or an Eved that was sold to an Ovi Chavim, works for neither the Ben nor the Bas. How do I know that? Nirtza Tchsiv Rotza Adonav Esasno B'Matzea Va'avado Li'olam. Va'avado means V'losa Ben V'losa Bas. That you work for him, for Li'olam, Li'olam Shal Yovel, but not for his Ben and Bas. Nimkol Avichav Minayin. How do I know that that if he was sold to an Avichavim, that he doesn't work for the Yarshim? Amar Chizkiya, Amar Krak, because the Pasuk, when it talks about Neved Ivri, that's Podin himself from his Nachri master, it says V'chishev Im Konehu. So from Im Konehu we learn V'loim Yorshe Konehu, and not in the Yorshim, that he doesn't have to do a cheshbon with the Yorshim of his master, because so you see that he doesn't work for the Yorshim. Now from the fact that it says that he doesn't have to do a cheshbon with the Yorshim of the master, that implies that the non-Jewish master has Yorshim. So that's how we transition from this sugya into the sugya of Yerusha when it comes to a guy. Does a guy have dinim of Yerusha? Just one point, Rav Elchanan points out, he raises a question that how could it be that an Amma Ivriya, I mean, the Gemara raised the question that we know we compare an Amma Ivriya to an Eved in some way, so the way we use the comparison, the way we use that, because she's telling me that he gets Hanukkah, that she gets Hanukkah just like an Eved Ivri. But the Gemara raised the question, maybe it means that she gets Ritzias Oz. Zen. So Rav Elchanan raises the question, how can he even have a Havamina that she gets Ritzias Ozen? It's Mavur in the Gemara that the reason for Ritzias is a Knas, that Ozen Shoshem al Har Sinai, Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim, and he went and he was Kona Adon Liatzmo, so he deserves to get punished, so we do Ritzias Ozen. I mean, Ivriya was not Kona Adon Liatzma. She's a little kid. Her father sold her. There was no Kona Adon Liatzma. She could only be an Ami Ivriya when she's a little kid. So what kind of Havamin is there that there would be Ritzia Sozen by an Ami Ivriya? So Rav Elchanan says, Mikan Muchach, that an adult woman can also sell herself as an Ami Ivriya. Wow, that's quite a limud from a Havamina in the Gemara. The fact that the Gemara is willing to entertain a Havamina that there's Ritzia, that must indicate that there would be a situation where it would be Shaykh, and that would only be if the Ami Ivriya was in fact Kona Adon Liatzma. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the discussion of Yerusha for Geirim and for Gayim, and we'll pick up there tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, have a good day.